BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey has called for international sanctions against the Dutch government after it stopped two of his ministers from making campaign speeches in the Netherlands. Mr. Erdogan accused the Netherlands of acting like a banana republic. The dispute has widened, with Denmark postponing a visit by the Turkish Prime Minister and Germany warning that it's now difficult to discuss aid to Turkey. A landslide at a rubbish dump on the edge of the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa has killed at least 48 people. Dozens of makeshift homes have been buried under the debris. Officials say rescue operations will continue throughout the night. A human rights group in Belarus says several opposition leaders and journalists have been arrested in the latest protest against what critics have called a parasite tax proposed by President Alexander Lukashenko. The authorities plan to levy a $200 fine on anyone who remains out of work for more than 6 months. The Iraqi military has reportedly cut the last road leading out of the part of Mosul still held by Islamic State militants. Pro-government forces backed by the US-led coalition are gradually advancing through the suburbs of western Mosul. A leading Sudanese rights group says it's vital that a solution is found quickly to deliver humanitarian aid to civilians in rebel-controlled parts of the Nuba Mountains. There are concerns about the risk of famine in the area. Pakistan is to begin its first national census for 19 years within the next few days. The last census put the population at just under 140 million. Malawi's national football side has pulled out of the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers because of a shortage of money and the absence of a team coach. The Football Association made the announcement after the Malawian government refused permission to hire a manager from overseas. BBC News.